Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1165. Beyond Sets and Reps. By Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Beyond Sets and Reps by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Whether it is hot and humid or snowing and cold, I enjoy training outside at least once a week. We run, perform calisthenics, lift stones and logs, and climb trees and ropes. I not only enjoy the fresh air and scenery, but also the creative process involved in turning the world around us into a functional gym. So much can be accomplished by simply pushing yourself with whatever can be found around you. A state-of-the-art facility is everything but necessary for a challenging and effective workout. The world is your gym. Lifting, carrying, and throwing heavy stones is a tremendous way to develop real-world strength. Pull-ups from thick tree branches will strengthen the hands unlike any conventional gym exercise. Few conditioning routines are as enjoyable as running hills and trails throughout the woods. Rope climbing is yet another tremendous pulling exercise with obvious lower arm benefits. Clearly, these are just a few of the countless outdoor exercise options. I have discussed several others throughout this blog's history. For example, the video I share in this post includes random footage taken over the past few months. As evident throughout the pictures and video, I make the most of whatever is around me. I truly believe that I could train effectively in any environment. Whether I am in front of my yard, lost in the woods, or stranded on an island, I will find a way to exercise. I do not need any particular piece of equipment, and that's a message I have consistently delivered for many years. Sets and reps. Yet, whenever I stress the potential of simple and intense routines, I find my inbox filled with questions about sets and reps. If I had a nickel for each time someone asked what routine I follow when I am outdoors, I would be a rich man. Unfortunately, I do not have quality answers to those questions. One of the reasons that I enjoy outdoor training is that I am free to do whatever I wish. If I want to run, I run. If I want to stop and lift a rock, I will stop and lift a rock. I do not need to perform 3 sets while someone looks on and waits for a turn on the bench. I also do not follow any particular rep range when outside. I train based on instinct. For example, no one tells me when I am hungry or thirsty. I just know. My body tells me. I follow a similar approach when I am outside. I do not need a paper routine to tell me that my legs are tired from running hills. My body will tell me, and I'll know it is time to transition to something else. Perhaps I will switch to pull-ups from a tree branch. Once my hands are fatigued from the thick branch, I will also know. I may go back and run a few more hills, or maybe I will lift and throw a heavy stone. Keep it simple. Whatever I am doing, I will push and apply myself with the same intensity I bring to the gym. Once I have worked for an hour or so, I wrap things up and conclude the workout. I won't know how many sets or reps I performed of any specific exercise, but I will know that I worked hard. I won't know the weight of the stones that I lifted, but I will know that they were heavy enough to challenge me. I won't know the length or grade of each hill that I ran, but I will know that they were far and steep enough to fatigue me. And as crude as such a routine may sound, it provides a much-needed break from more traditional and structured work. I say this not to suggest that everyone follows my approach, but instead to highlight some of the reasons that I train outdoors. The freestyle nature of such work has proved quite beneficial for me over the years. Training outside without specific parameters allows me to stay fresh both physically and mentally. Final thoughts. In summary, there is nothing wrong with performing a specific routine, but there is more to training than blindly following what is written on paper. As you gain experience, you begin to know better than anyone what your body can handle. When your body provides real-time feedback during a session, you will know what it means and how to proceed accordingly. If you haven't trained outside before, I encourage you to get up, get outside, and use the world around you. You'll quickly realize that you do not need anything fancy to achieve a quality workout while enjoying the fresh air around you. You just listened to the post titled Beyond Sets and Reps by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. After working out consistently for the last 20 years or so, there is a point I have reached where I, like Ross Enamite, seem to know what my body needs. I've stopped planning out how many reps and sets I'm going to do during my workouts. I've stopped writing all the reps and sets I perform during each workout too. But let me say this again. I only started doing this after about 20 years of working out consistently. Same with Ross. He's been training consistently for about the same amount of time. If you're a beginner or haven't made exercise a habit yet, then this is not for you. Maybe you've been doing the same gym routines, have achieved the results you've always wanted, and are happy with this approach. Then by all means, continue. No need to fix what ain't broke, right? But if you've been doing the same gym routines for way too long and are ready to incorporate some new moves, try some of the things that Ross mentioned. You might discover you just might like it. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.